Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, David at fmr.co.za and the podcast at fmr.co.za. Today on test, the Toyota Corolla Quest exclusive 1.8. And this is a 327,000 Rand discounted 11th generation model of what is now a 12th generation Corolla. What they've done is much like Volkswagen has done with their Polo Vivo range, where you get the outgoing model upgraded a little bit as an alternative at a slightly better price. And this is about value. The naturally aspirated 1.8 is more fuel efficient than the 1.6 it replaces, with 13 kilowatts more on tap, giving you 103 kilowatts and 173 newton meters. It has a CVT auto box with the claimed 6.3 liters per 100 kilometers. And this is interesting because the manual, which is a bit nippier, gives you 7 liters. So the auto is more fuel efficient than the manual for those of you still hanging on to your manuals. You get a 3-year, 100,000-kilometer warranty with this, 0 to 100 in 10.2 seconds. This isn't about an engaging drive. This is about value. The noise, vibration, and harshness for the age of the car shows in the generation. It's way better than the Generation 11 it's built on, but for most buyers, this is a Toyota Corolla, and the cachet that comes with that premium, which even extends into its resale value, is the reason for buying it, and it's not about the generation of the car. You are going to get, however, a lot of value at this price point. You're going to get cruise control. You're going to get a reverse camera. You're not going to get Apple CarPlay. You do get a US port up front for charging devices, as well as integral Bluetooth connectivity, but no CarPlay. You aren't going to get auto lights, but you're going to get a very last generation buzzer to remind you that you left the lights on. And at this level, electric windows and one touch operation for driver activation are still features. Other things that you're going to get that are surprising, how about electrochromatic rear view dimming? I was surprised to find this on at this price point. Partial leather on the seats. You're going to get side airbags, which this is only in the exclusive. The cheaper ones in the Quest range don't have that. You get LED headlights and daytime running lights and follow me home lights that stay on a bit after you've locked the car. You get standard smart entry. That's their word for keyless go. ABS. And EBD and hill start. Why hill start on an automatic car? Don't get it. I guess it was there anyway and they just ticked that button. And then you get a very good VSC stability control program. And the one last feature that everyone asks me, does it have a full-size spare wheel? And the answer is yes, it does. It's standard. So ultimately, you're getting a safer, better, more featured than the outgoing car, but you're still going to get the kind of plastics inside that you remind you of the budget that you spent. And for 327,000 Rand, you are getting a fair bit of car. That's it for Fine Motoring for me this week. It's David Dondi. If you've got questions or you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za. Otherwise, the podcast, if you want to hear this again or one of the others, fmr.co.za.